The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gortzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Machon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah Lamed Hei Amud Beis is talking about the different Isurim and Terim for somebody who is Aser to give his friend Hana. And the Mishnah tells us, Umalamdoi Medrish Halachas Vagadis Avaloyi Lamdenu Mikra. He could teach Medrish Halacha and Agadis, but not Chumash. Avamelamid who esbanav esbenois of mikra, but his own the mother's children, the person who's he's also to give anatu, he can teach their children even chumash. The Gemara explains what's the maila, why is chumash different than anything else, and the Gemara explains. Weiter on Daf Lamed Zayin that the Etzem is an Isser to teach Torah B'Schar. We learn out Va'osi Tziva Hashem Ba'Isa Hil Lamed Eschem. So we learn out Ma'ani Bechinam Afata Bechinam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu Bechinam, so too we're supposed to teach Torah Bechinam. However, Malamdei Mikra is either for two reasons. The Gemara says either because this piece of timing, meaning that besides teaching the Chumash, there's also teaching Trop, and since that's only the Rabbanan, you're allowed to take Schar, or because usually the people who learn Chumash are children, and besides actually teaching, there's also a certain amount of discipline that has to go into a classroom, and therefore the Rebbe is allowed to get paid for that. However, Medrash, Halachas, Agadis, Gemara, and so on, is something that does not have those two reasons, and therefore goes into the Gedder of Ma'ani Bechinam, Ma'afata Bechinam, and one is not allowed to take Schar. The Pirush Mishnayis on this Mishnah right over here, the Rambam, says that who Adid, if it's a place that teaches Chumash for free, so Avada you're allowed to teach Chumash as well. And then he goes on to give a long Tachacha, and he says that Shehatayra Einu Mutter Lelamed Min Mimine Chochmas Hatayra B'Schar. A person is not allowed to teach Torah B'Schar Shenema, like it says, Va'isi Tziva Hashem Va'isa Hi Lelamed Eschem. At the end, after the Rambam goes on, he says, I have a tremendous kasha on big people. She'iva oisam hataivos, the taivos blinded them, v'chishu emes, uposkin din la'atzmam, litol schar minedayonim, v'limud, v'nitlu b'chavle shov. Rambam says that there were many people who took schar to be a dayan, who took schar to teach Torah, and he says that this was only because they were blinded by their own taivis, and the Rambam unequivocally says that one is not under any circumstances allowed to get paid for being a dayan or teaching Torah. The truth is, the Rambam in Masechta Shavos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei, on the Mishnah that says v'ishtamish b'taga cholif, that someone who's mishtamish with the keser of Torah will be destroyed and will die, he brings again a tremendous arichus on this iser that the Rambam holds, that it's also to be mekabel any sort of reimbursement, any sort of payment, to be either a dayan or a magid shir or any capacity that a person is using his Torah as a source of panasa. The Rambam is very stark that it's aser. And he brings in that Mishnah a number of rayas. Number one, he says that if you look throughout the Gemara, we find that there were many Tanoim that were very poor. And we also know that throughout the generations, there were many people that were rich. There were many Tanoim that were rich. In fact, the Rambam is a Shaykh b'Metzias to say that all these rich Tanoim didn't turn around and support the other Tanoim that were poor. He says, for example, we look at Hillel. Hillel was mamish poor. He had to go collect wood for his panasa. Is it shaykh to say that there was no one in his entire generation that was willing to give Hillel panasa? The answer is that Hillel had plenty of people that would have been willing to support him. However, since Hillel did not want to take schar for limud, he didn't want to take any sort of compensation. It is for that reason that Hillel chose to go around collecting wood and to remain very poor. Zok the Rambam, there are people who bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara says that there's two mahalchim, that if somebody wants Moitza Likach, Yikach Kamay Elisha, a person wants to take, he could take like Elisha, and a person who doesn't want to take, shouldn't take like Shmuel or Amasi. So it seems to indicate that Elisha had a mahalach that he did take money, and therefore, Hu Adin, if a person wants, he has a right to be like Elisha. So, the Rambam, Avada, we weren't talking about regular money. What were we talking about? Elisha's minig was that if he would come into a city, he would be willing to be hosted by somebody in that city for one night. Shmuel Aramasi, the Gemara says, Kisham Beisai, that he used to take everything, whenever he traveled through Eretz Yisrael, he would take everything that he needed, he would take a tent, he would take all the kelim that he needed, because he didn't want to be nene, even the slightest amount, from other people. Says the Rambam, what the Gemara means to say is that a person doesn't have to go as a vayit, he has a right, like Elisha, who went into the Isha Shinamis' home and was willing to be hosted by other people. But Avada, for Talmud Chacham, to just come and to take real money, that is Avada Osa. For the Rambam, the only time that we see, the only thing that we see that there's any sort of heter for a Talmud Chacham to be Marviach from the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham, is a halacha, which is gathered, brought down, in Chosh Mishpat, in Kufnum Vav, that if Talmud Chacham has chayra to sell, so there's a halacha that all the other moichrim in the city stop selling their chayra until the Talmud Chacham sells his, in order to give the covet to Talmud Chacham, that he should have a right to sell his chayra first. And says the Rambam, that's mamish begeder, Chuma Maisa that we have for Kohen and Levi, that a Talmud Chacham also had rights, where he has a schus that while he's making business, he has a right to sell his schara first. Of a stam to take money, zokder, that avada is aser. And the truth is, if you look through the Rambam, he's clearly stating that there are two isurim that he holds of. Number one, to get paid for being a malamid, to get paid to be a magachir, he's saying that's asa. And that, we're seeing from our Mishnah, that's what our Mishnah is saying, that malamdoi medrash halachas v'agadas, that getting paid to teach, zok the Rambam, is asa. And memela, it's not considered a hanosh or mamin when a person teaches somebody else Gemara, because he's not allowed to be paid in the first place. And the second din that he's saying is even for a Talmud Chacham to go and take presents, because people are giving him presents because he's a Talmud Chacham. For example, what Hillel could have done to take money, not to charge money for what he did, but even just to be willing to accept the matana, where people are giving it to him because of the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham, says the Rambam, Avada, that's Aser. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah, the mishtamish b'taga cholaf, that if someone is mishtamish with the keser of Torah, if someone is mishtamish with the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham in order to receive money, so he's chayiv misa. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragimel Halacha Yud, he says over there as well that there's an isser for a Talmud Chacham to take money, and therefore Zokter, it's very important that a Talmud Chacham should bedafka go learn an umnis, because since Lemaisa he's not going to be able to take any money for his Limud HaTorah, if a Talmud Chacham is not going to have an umnis, he's not going to be able to have a way to support himself. And this is the Rambam Shita, that it's obligated on every Talmud Chacham to support himself and find another means of support in order that he should not Aleph take money to be paid to be a magachir or a dayan or a rav, and Beis not even to be willing to accept presents on that behalf. However, the Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchos Talmud Torah Paragimel Halacha Yud argues on the Rambam, and he says this, that the Rambam brought a raya from the fact that Hillel was so poor and yet refused to take money, because if Hillel would have been willing to take, there would have for sure been people that would have supported him. Says the Beis Yosef, it's not a raya, because in those days there were thousands of Talmidim. We weren't talking about when Hillel was already vaxdois to be a Talmud Chacham. This was talking about when Hillel was one of the Talmidim of Shmaya Vaftalian, and there were thousands of Talmidim, and lav dafka they all got supported. And Memezda Zakta Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, that could be they just didn't know who he was, and that's why they didn't support him. But to say that he still maintained his wood chopping business even after he became the God Rador of the Nasi, we never find that. In addition, he says, the Gemara tells us that anyone who sends a present to a Talmud Chacham, it's ki'ilu hikriv bikurim. It's as if he brought bikurim. So l'chara we see that it's a very good thing to give a present to a Talmud Chacham. Says the Kesef Mishnah, if we see that it's a good thing mitzad the noisin to give a present to a Talmud Chacham, is it possible for us to say that the Talmud Chacham shouldn't take it? We see that it's a good thing, and fakert, it's bikurim, it's a gewaldig zach to give a present to the Talmud Chacham. Says the Kesef Mishnah, avada, if a person has a hechatimsa to support himself, that would be better. But lemaisa, to say that it's aser is very, very shver. And he fears ois the shtickel, and he says that we have a yisoid that kol makim shahalacha refefes biyotcha leich basim minik. That any time a person doesn't know what the halach is, we have rayas lekan or lekan, you go bas the minig. And Memeila Zokter, since the minig already in his time, even the Rambam already bavarned, that the minig is to take, therefore we take. And he says Bifrat, because if we're going to ask every Talmud Chacham to figure out a way to make a parnasa for himself, he's not going to be able to learn with the same level. And he wants to say that it's kemoi eis lasas Hashem heferu teresecha, famous klal we have that when amol we have to be mevatel dinim in order to do l'tzarech shemayim, and here it's clearly l'tzarech shemayim, because if we're not going to allow people to take schar, they're going to end up not being able to learn properly. There's a Tshuvas Tashbats in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, who argues very stark on the Rambam. And he says that it's very nice that the Rambam was able to do this. He says, first of all, he was Karav Lamalchus, the Gam Hoyabaki Berefuois. Kiyadua, the Rambam was a great doctor, And therefore, for the Rambam, it was very easy to be able to support himself. He was Karev L'Malchus. He had some sort of medical practice that he was able to make money off. What should the Rabbanim Chachamim do? Haim Yemusu B'Rav, a Yifiku Oil Torah Al Tzavarim. What about all the Rabbanim that don't have an easy means of Parnasa? Should they taka, die of starvation, or leave Torah altogether? Fete Ois, Ein Zois, Kavanas HaTorah. This is definitely not the Kavana of the Torah. The truth is, the Ran Vaiter on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that Be'etzem, it was the Minig already in the Ran's time to take Schar for Limud. And he wants to say, it's a Zaytig reason, because Be'etzem, they're not taking Schar on the Limud, they're taking Schar Batala. Meaning, we need to have Magid Yishiyum, we need to have Melamdin. If these people would go and support themselves, they would have to become computer programmers or whatever else they would have to do. They would have to become accountants. They would not have the time to be able to teach. And therefore, with Pashut paying them, Schar Batala, the Schar, in order not to go to work, in order to be around, that's what we're paying them. And therefore, Zakta Ran, that's why they're allowed to take Schar. A new Svara, that it's not really schar for the limud. Schar for the limud is taka also. However, they're taking schar for the schar batala. They're being paid not to work. If you look in the Ramah in Yeridayas in Resh Mem Vav Sifchaf Aleph, he brings taka the daya not to take money to teach Torah, to learn Torah, and then he says, that yesh omrim that even if he's a bari and he can work, he still takes money. And he says, this is taka the minig in mekol mekoymis sharav o'ir yesh le'achnosim e'anshe o'ir, that the rav gets paid by the congregation. But he says, dafke chochem atzorach l'zeh aval oshir osir. If a rav is taka a rich man, for him to take schar is aser. And then the Ramah goes on, v'yesh mekilim oid, l'kabel achochem v'talmidu min ha'sveke shenoysim kidei sheim yochel lumu b'revach, they give them extra schar that they should mamish be able to learn b'achovas hadas. But he fears ois, and he says that if it's possible to have a parnoso for himself and not take from the tzibur avada tzimidus chasidus, but not everybody is able to do it. The Aruch HaShulchan writes over there in Simin Resh Mem Vav Sif Mem Beis, after he brings the Ramah, he says, Noigin kol chachmi Yisrael et anoytel schar, that the minig today is that all chachmi Yisrael takes schar. And he goes on to say, V'emu bal yeshivu umar b'tz Torah, if he's somebody who's a Baal Yeshiva and a Groysim Arbitz Torah, ve'enu hoylich mi beis hakim l'dvar mitzvah, and he doesn't leave his house unless he's mamish going l'dvar mitzvah, ovoin hu biyadoi im hu'enu mekabel min achirim. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, for such a person not to take and to memeila get busy with his time to make a parnasa, it's mamish ovoin. Even if this person knows an umnis, it's not kedai in the avas haTorah. If he already has money and he could use the money lefarnes atzmai, and then there's no bittul Torah, then in chanami it's better that he should take use the money he already has. First, he got in a Yerusha or something, and what he gets from the tzibur is like there, he should use for achzakas haTorah. He shouldn't be nana from it. So he doesn't say to keep the salary, he doesn't say to not to take the salary bichlal, but to not to be nana from it. So lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying very stark that even if a person maybe has a way to support himself, but since if he's taka, a person that's holding by learning and doesn't leave his house, ki im l'zva mitzvah, such a person should taka not look to make a panosa, but rather should look to be able to sit and learn, and taka not take money. The bir halacha as well, Simin Reish Lamed Aleph, he brings there that the Dvar Shmuel had a shiloh, is it better to take money from somebody else that he should learn the whole day, or to make a panosa and to learn less? As Akhtabi Alocha Akorchach, the Shiloh was not talking about where a person's going to be over Yisurim when he goes out to work. And he says, Avada, we're also talking about that the person's going to be Kaveya Yitim Latoya. But he says, Afal Pikein, Paskin the Dvar Shmuel, that a person should learn a whole day and be Makabel Matonis, than to have to go out to work and only have an opportunity to be kaveh itim l'toyah. And the Dvar Shmuel wants to say that even the Rambam will be maskin, because ain donin efshem e'i efshem. The Rambam was only talking about when it was shayach, but to say that when it's not shayach and a person's going to have to go out to work and spend a lot of his day working and it's going to affect his limud haTorah, that's a davar pashut, that he shouldn't do that. And he says, how could a person think that he's better off spending hours and hours supporting, trying to support himself, to learn Torah? And memela fitarois is a double pashut, that if a person is taka holding by learning, avadi should spend his time learning and allow himself to get paid and to take matonis to be able to sit and learn.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.